Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. Folks, if you need some help curing headaches, and those headaches may involve administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, or workshops, well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. And now we turn to Andrew Bell. Andrew is Vice President, Commercial Business Development with Affinity Bank. Andrew, welcome.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really glad to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about Affinity Bank.
Well, as you said, my name is Andrew. I've been in banking for 17 years, originally from North Carolina. Played a little bit of baseball in college and then meandered down to Georgia and got into banking and went to grad school. And here we are.
Where'd you go to college?
Went to Methodist University.
Okay.
So a small Division III school there. Wanted to be an architect growing up.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, I got in all those fancy schools. College baseball coach recruited and asked me to come and play for him. So played 4 years of baseball in college.
And what led you into banking ultimately?
Banking chose me.
Really?
I did not choose banking. I had moved to Georgia. All my summer savings was exhausted. I needed a job, and the only job that I could find at the time was a part-time teller position. So I was going to grad school at night, making $8.50 an hour as a part-time teller at a bank in North Georgia. And,
wow.
And here we are 17 years later, and I found that banking provided me an opportunity to help people. And I think we all need to know our why.
Mm-hmm.
And my why, I feel, is to help. So
wow.
Long as banking allows me the opportunity to help people, I'm all in.
Tell folks a little bit about what you specifically, how you help people. I mean, obviously, you're in the business side of your bank.
Yeah, I mean, banking has really grown into kind of being a commodity and very transactional. So I want to stay away from that moniker and really just own the role of being an advisor and a consultant. So being in the banking space, it's so hard owning a business these days. And so my job to help is really just dive in deep with business owners that I interact with, whether they're a dear friend or whether they're someone that I meet one time is how can I help?
Mm-hmm.
What do you love most about your job? Where are your blind spots or frustrations? And then help as best I can.
Sure, sure. Tell folks a little bit about specifically Affinity Bank. Lots of different banks you could be working for. Why Affinity Bank?
So Affinity Bank is a 20-year-old bank originally out of Cobb County. I've recently transitioned from a very long career with BB&T. I was with them for 14 years. And in the summer, I had an opportunity, one, to go and work for Ed Cooney and Carter Barrett. Both are upstanding, dynamic men. But
they are.
Affinity Bank has really, they want to penetrate the North Fulton market. And so to have an entrepreneurial opportunity to launch a commercial flag in this community that I love and live in and serve in, but also to work for two veterans in this community as well as in this industry, with a bank that is focused on very concierge, very white glove, very community and relationship driven. It checked all the boxes and it's already felt like home, which is exciting.
Now, Affinity, for a number of years has had kind of a specialty. Maybe you can get into that. And really, it sounded like what you're doing, you and Carter together here in North Fulton are doing, is really widening out the focus.
For sure. They've been a full service bank on all spectrums,
sure,
but have really carved out a niche in the dental space, and in that medical space. And so that is a thriving layer of the Affinity Bank's portfolio. But we also know that there's a large world of business owners, whether it be the nonprofit space, for-profit space, manufacturing, public service. So, the North Fulton location that Carter and I are working on are really focused on just continuing to widen that scope and continue to diversify the Affinity Bank's clientele.
Awesome. We're speaking with Andrew Bell, and Andrew is vice president with Affinity Bank. Now, Andrew, I'm going to dig back on that question I asked earlier. So, I mean, you left a big bank. You could have gone with a lot of different banks.
Right.
Why, you know, I understand you mentioned Ed and Carter, but your clients don't know necessarily those two guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, why should I go bring my business to Affinity Bank? I mean, why Affinity Bank versus all the different banks you could have gone to work for and I could have my business with?
You know, very good question. And so, you know, I love, you know, I have no negative about BB&T, but they gave me a significant opportunity. 14 years, I would not be who I am without working for a corporation like a BB&T. In BB&T, just getting in the weeds of the structure, they were very segmented. Everyone had a very special niche, whether it be in the capital market space, the mortgage space, the retail banking space, the commercial banking space. And even within the commercial banking space, we all need boxes.
Sure.
They keep us from going off the edge of, you know, the cliff, so to speak.
Sure.
Working for Affinity Bank, their box is a little bigger. And so an opportunity for me to learn and to continue to grow professional development as well as personal development, I felt that working for Affinity Bank with a larger appetite, the ability to work with different segments, more segments, and do a little deeper dive than what I was accustomed to, was a professional addition as well as a personal addition.
What I'm hearing you say, I guess turning it around from the customer's point of view, is if I come to Affinity Bank and I'm used to dealing with Andrew, I'm always going to deal with Andrew. I mean, I'm not going to get shuffled off to some other department with some other box, as you called it, for a bigger bank. We're not just picking on BB&T, but any bigger bank, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so you're my relationship guy throughout the entire tenure I have there as a customer with Affinity.
Right. And I think the white glove layer, the concierge layer, there will always be businesses that need larger banks, whether it be the technology, whether it be the branch network. I think that's what's very boutique and very unique about Affinity Bank, is similar to other banks that you've seen created that focus more on that service piece. They focus more on the technology piece and not as much on the brick and mortar. And as we've seen the industry of banking shift, we're starting to see branch banking consolidated because we can now get it online. We can get it on our phone. And with that gives us the opportunity. We want to come to you at Affinity Bank, you know, and one, that's our preference. I enjoy the handshaking and hugging and being in your office rather than making you come to me. But secondly, it allows the lack of overhead to really allow us to put that back into our clients, back into our technology, and back into kind of where the rubber meets the road with rates, pricing, services, and then staying relevant in the banking space.
So in other words, I'm not going to find an Affinity Bank branch on every corner.
That's exactly right.
And when I need something done, I pick up the phone and call you.
Yep. Text me, email me, call me, send a bat signal. You know, there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of ways to find me.
Okay. Yeah. Get Commissioner Gordon.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. Okay. I got you. You deal with small businesses. Maybe you can give a profile of the typical company that you deal with. Who do you help?
So right now we are an open book. In my 4 years in the commercial banking space, in this community, we've been able to help personally everything from nonprofits to churches to attorneys and CPAs, in addition to your brick and mortar manufacturers. And so for right now, it was twofold. There are less industries that we choose or can't work with versus the majority of we want to work with them. It's only Carter and I, so we're only two people, and you know, we're having to be, for right now, as we grow this brand of Affinity Bank in North Atlanta, we're focusing on the professional services industries, the manufacturing industries, the ones that all business owners need help. But for right now, we're focusing on those types of industries.
Talk about what you're seeing out there, Andrew, with this economy and some of these companies. I mean, what's the temperature you're seeing among your clients as they look ahead? I mean, obviously this, we're in North Fulton, it's a booming area. Sometimes I think we're spoiled because we don't know how good we really have it, right?
Yeah.
Compared to some other places. But talk about what you're seeing out there.
A lot of optimism, a lot of really exciting times. You know, you hear the old adage, make hay while the sun shines. I'm from Eastern North Carolina, so I've got a lot of farming isms and old country boy isms that, you know, and you know, you make hay while the sun shines. Mm-hmm. And right now, man, it's bright. But with that, I think it creates possibly a false sense of security that it's always going to be this way. So
right.
As a business owner, I'm going to take my eyes off the ball. I'm not going to worry about saving some money. I'm going to keep investing, or I'm going to pay myself a larger salary because I can.
Sure.
Rather than wait for that rainy day. I also think that it's created a mirage in a way that, not that we want to talk doomsday, but it'd be financially irresponsible to not at least have those hard conversations with business owners about what ifs. But right now, I mean, there are always different pockets and layers of struggle, but for right now, I mean, the job report came out last week, and jobs are, you know, unemployment's at an all time low. Things are moving and shaking, and it's exciting. But I think there's still a layer of skepticism there, that we need to at least talk about.
And that's probably a healthy thing, right? I mean, it's when folks don't have much skepticism and think the sky is blue, eternally blue, that's when you have to worry, right?
Well, it's whether it's pride, ego, complacency, you know, there's a lot of adjectives that we can use there. I think having those hard conversations, listen, I'm an eternal optimist. I try to see the glass half full. So it's ironic that I have to approach people that I work with as a very skeptical risk person of thinking about the worst day that could happen in their life, whether it be the loss of a loved one, whether it be that you're buying all your widgets from a particular country and then all of a sudden there's no more widgets coming from that place. What do you do? But that's my role. That's my role, is to have those conversations, kind of tough love, so
sure.
to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, let's keep rocking and rolling while things are good. But, in the event something happens negatively, we need to be prepared. You know, and I just think that's smart personally, as well as in a business.
And what are some of the suggestions that you give folks about that? I mean, what in terms of, you know, cash reserves, I mean, however you term, look at that, what are some of the, give folks some advice on how to be prepared for that rainy day?
Well, we cover, we're not just business bank, you know, our job is really to own that consultant advisor piece, which is covering, yes, the widget at hand, but also the personal space. Are you paying yourself enough personally? What is your insurance coverage? You know, we're not insurance agents, but a big gap in that is, okay, is your business adequately insured? what's your relationship with your insurance agent? And if not, let me introduce you to a couple of friends of mine who are, to make sure we're covered.
Right.
Cash reserves. Cash is king.
Yep.
What does your operating cycle look like? An operating cycle is from when we buy a product, we turn it into our good, we sell it, we get paid, and you know, round and round we go. What does that look like? Can we tighten the screws, so to speak? Can we help with some of those efficiencies? And then personally, do you pay yourself enough to take your family on vacation once a year and retire at some point? What does that look like? You know, if you were to sell your business tomorrow, what would that look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, once again, we're not a business evaluation firm.
Right.
But we're at least asking those questions so that to ensure that you're thinking about those. You know, so a lot of different layers to that question.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Andrew Bell, and Andrew is vice president with Affinity Bank here in the Alpharetta area and also located in Cobb County as well. Andrew, struggles. I mean, we talked about how everything's great right now,
yeah.
But what are some of the struggles you're seeing right now?
Workforce development, workforce in general, is probably the number one problem that we're finding in all layers of business.
Not enough good people.
Not enough good people. Where are we getting, what is the future crop of talent look like? Can people, whether it be tech school, education, getting over the stigma that, you know, I have to go to a 4-year degree to be qualified employment. I've got friends that own businesses, that they are hiring people with a 2-year technical school degree and they're coming out and within 2 or 3 years, they're making 6 figures. That's a good living. I mean, that's, I wish I had thought about that. You know, you wouldn't have student loans, you know,
right.
You know, but, and it's filling a need. Where are we getting qualified talent? And then if we can find it, how do we keep it? We live in such a immediate gratified world. You know, people are we loyal to the corporation? Are we loyal to the paycheck? And I think as business owners, once again, that's the hard question to ask is, why should you work for me? And if you're willing to leave me for, you know, $1 an hour or 50 cent an hour, is it my comp package? Is it my 401k? Is it my insurance that I'm offering? What is it? Because if I get someone, man, I need to do everything I can to keep them.
Sure.
You know, and so workforce, finding good talent and keeping good talent are probably the biggest struggles that we see.
And you mentioned your specialty in professional services right now. I mean, I know in some of those areas like accounting, I mean, we've actually got a negative unemployment rate in North Fulton. So it's really an acute problem.
Yep, it is. And once again, that's where I'm not a recruiting company, but I do my best to read and be a masterclass in my business so that whether it's articles on workforce development, creative solutions, you know, and sometimes it might be going into a different community. Maybe it's a merger and acquisition kind of play. And some business owners have never thought about, well, I would never be able to, you know, buy another CPA firm.
Hmm.
Or a second location. I never would have thought about that. But when we have these open dialogues, and not once a year, I mean, a true partnership is having ongoing dialogue, not just, hey, I'll see you in January. And it's status checks, benchmarks throughout the year. How's Q1 over Q2? You know, how's this year over last year? What's the future look like? Putting something on paper and then creating an action item. And that, once again, that's getting out of the definition of being a banker and really getting into that trusted advisor kind of internal inner circle, you know, role.
Yeah. And that requires you keeping up in ways that maybe the typical commercial banker might not. I mean, right. So, and you really touched on that in some of the reading and the outside research that you do to help you keep up with some of the trends and some of the things that, that you really would like to pass along to your clients.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, one thing in particular is, you know, CPAs are one, they're a great referral source for most bankers, but they're also a great resource of information.
Mm.
I'm not well versed on R&D tax credits, but I know that in hanging out with enough CPAs that that is a, it's a beautiful source of layers within businesses that may be doing some R&D work. So just the fact that I know enough to be scary and I can lob that one, it, I hope it shows that I'm investing time to truly be that advisor, but it may be an opportunity that they haven't thought about it. Maybe their CPA hasn't brought it up this tax year, and that could save them tens of thousands of dollars, which once again, you know, that's my why I'm helping.
Sure. Right? Absolutely. Andrew, we talked about, I guess, always making sure you're ready for a rainy day as one piece of advice you would give. But any others that you would point to that you think small business owners need to pay attention to right now?
I think asking yourself the question, what does my inner circle look like? You know, if you asked that of me, it would be personal because I don't necessarily own a business, but it would be mentors. It would be my pastor. It would be my girlfriend. It would be my dad. But asking a business owner, or whether it's a friend that you're asking, or what does your inner circle look like? And that could be your leadership team, your CFO, your administrative support, your chief sales officer, but also from your inner circle when it comes to an attorney, a CPA, your banker, insurance agent. You know, those are just the big ones. And if you can't answer that question, I would urge everyone to fill those gaps. If you're not on a first name basis with an insurance agent, that's a blind spot. And
sure.
And it kind of comes back to the worst case scenario. If I'm a company and I have a fleet of vehicles, and on a Saturday afternoon, one of those vehicles just happens to end up in an accident, that's probably not the time to start interviewing attorneys.
Right. Right.
No different than an insurance agent. And I think that filling out that internal circle, that internal board of directors, and making sure that that's intact and strong and on the same page, I think that's going to pay dividends far above any interest rate or, you know, any you know, transaction that you could have at a bank.
What do you suggest folks look for? Because I hear that advice a lot, you know, make sure you've got a trusted quasi board of directors or whatever, however you want to term that, advisors. But whether it's a banker or an attorney or insurance agent or insurance professional, what should business owners look for to know who's going to do a good job for them?
Well, the web, you know, data is at our fingertips more than ever. So whether it's Yelp, a Facebook page, their website, I mean, there's something telling about someone's website. It's no different than you think old school. If someone showed up and they haven't shaven and their shirt's not ironed and their shoes are not polished, you know, our grandparents and parents would probably tell you, you know, that they don't care as much as someone who's more professional. The modern day version of that are people's social media pages, their websites, their Yelp reviews. And that's whether it's a dry cleaner, a church, a gym, or an insurance agent. I think the next thing that I would do, so one, it's just a credibility.
Mm.
Two, it has to be a personal thing. I mean, you wouldn't buy a car without test driving it.
Right.
And I think that another layer of that is don't be afraid to ask for references. I would be proud to give you five people within my Rolodex that I would offer, call them and ask them how it is working. You know, does Andrew do what he says he does? Does he call me back? Does he remember my birthday? Those, whatever is important to you. And if someone's not willing to do that, I mean, I know it'd give me pause. So I think it's crucial. I mean, you have to be willing to go when interviewing. It's your company's livelihood. It's the families of your employees' livelihoods that are on the line.
You know, knowing you, Andrew, you'd be great enough to remember the birthday, but you'd be polite enough to not mention the year. So thank you. that's really a good side right there. So thank you for that. You've got a lot of involvement in the community.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tell folks about what you're up to outside of Affinity Bank.
Well, BB&T instilled this in me where there are a lot of companies in this world that encourage social engagement, social interaction, serving our communities that we live, work, and play in. And so being in the North Fulton corridor, I'm highly involved in all the local chambers of commerce, Forsyth County Chamber, Greater North Fulton Chamber, Alpharetta Chamber, and serve in numerous capacities there. I'm also a graduate of the Leadership for Scythe class. I'm also incoming chairman of the board for Leadership for Scythe. So that is that's an organization I'm very passionate about. Mm-hmm. And I know every community, they have a leadership organization, and just what a fantastic way to want to learn, continue to fill, the buckets of knowledge and skill set, kind of more arrows in the quiver. But really a great way to serve our community through projects and ways to really pay it forward. Very involved in my church and have recently joined the board of the Pollock Family Foundation, which is fighting childhood obesity. So kids and fitness are two passions of mine. Love mentoring, love speaking to youth in any way I can, to kind of pay forward things that I've learned over the years and have been taught. So that kind of rounds it out. I serve as much as I can.
Great stuff. Andrew Bell. Andrew is the Vice President of Commercial Business Development at Affinity Bank. Andrew, this has been great. For those that would like to be in touch, would like to know more about you and Affinity Bank, how can they be in touch?
Well, cell phone is usually the easiest and fastest. So my cell phone number is 912-536-5875. My personal email address is abell@myaffinitybank.com. And then, like I said, that old bat signal, that'll get me every time.
Reach out and touch Andrew Bell. He's vice president with Affinity Bank. Andrew, well, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for having John. It's an honor.
Folks, today you're more connected than ever, and you well know that we're sitting right here in the Renaissance Bank here on Windward Parkway, and whether it's your friends, your family, or your life, Renaissance knows how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And just a reminder that if you miss any of our live shows, you can find us on just about any podcast app you would like to choose. That might be Apple Podcast, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Overcast. We're also even on YouTube. You can also go to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com. Check out our archive there. We're now on show number, I think this is show number 182 or so. Got quite an archive of shows out there that you can search and check us out. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, North Fulton BRX, on all those platforms. So for my guest, Andrew Bell, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, We also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.